Grace. Undeserved favor. Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace. God's divine influence to regenerate, sanctify, and make us holy in spite of who we are, in defiance against what we've done. Grace. I can define it, but I will never understand the depth of it on this side of heaven. Do you pray for His grace and for times of refreshing to come from the presence of the Lord? Well, I pray this guided meditation from Acts chapter 3 will refresh your soul, and that the reminder of God's grace alone will restore the joy of your salvation, that the assurance of His mercy will sustain you always. So for now, whether resting at dawn or dusk, allow the next 15 minutes to become a safe place to withdraw into a holy sanctuary, a divine retreat. Just allow your eyes to close now without effort, and permit your mind to center on the Father. Accept your body beginning to rest in the presence of the Son, and concede your soul to feel favored here, guided by the Holy Spirit. Continue by replying to this reading from Psalm chapter 51, and as I lead us, answer, Lord, you are my God, you are one. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. For Lord, you are my God, you are one. And do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. For Lord, you are my God. You are one. And restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. For Lord, you are my God. You are one. Spend a few more moments now being embraced by the grace of God, just being held, being nurtured by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. With your eyes closed, begin to take note of your sensations. Where do you encounter favor? Is it in the quiet of your breathing? In the peace of this stillness? Well, rest here as you notice the favor of God. Scan your mind for any thoughts of self-judgment or criticism. Those are not thoughts of God. Just note them, but then quickly release them to the wind. Stay here in the presence of God in His gift of grace. Accept your transgressions being wiped away, one by one. I will give you a minute to practice this, and if your mind drifts, to softly whisper, Lord, you are my God. You are one. Now take some time to practice centering on your breathing. Just notice the gift of your chest filling and emptying. Notice the grace of your stomach even expanding and releasing with each breath. Center on the refreshing gift of each new breath. Join me to take 5 long, deep breaths. Count back from 5 with each exhale. Don't change the pace of your breathing. Just notice and count 5 unique, slow, refreshing breaths. Breathe in the breath of God. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander. Certainly feel no condemnation for that. But as you notice it drift, start now back at 10 this time. For another minute, count back from 10 with 10 deep refreshing breaths, silently thinking, Lord, you are my God. You are one. Staying balanced with your thoughts aligned on God, center on His eternal presence now. Center on His favor for you. Let God be the center of your interest. Let your awareness of Him be what centers your heart, your soul, and your mind. Is your mind still wandering a bit? That's okay. Just let your drifting thoughts remind you to pause, breathe, and center back on His favor. Center back on your sins being wiped away. Center on the refreshing presence of the Lord. Take another minute now to receive and repeat the Shema, your centering prayer. Lord, you are my God. You are one. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from Acts chapter 3, verse 19, and we'll begin in the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that time of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Which words spoke to you? Well, listen once more and allow the Holy Spirit to guide your thoughts. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. What deeper meaning did you hear? What thoughts rose to the surface? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is guiding you. Listen once more, but consider it now in a wider reading from the Common English Bible. Change your hearts and lives. Turn back to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then the Lord will provide a season of relief from the distress of this age, and He will send Jesus, whom He handpicked to be your Christ. Jesus must remain in heaven until the restoration of all things, about which God spoke long ago through His holy prophets. What became more clear after listening? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and being mindful of being restored and refreshed in the presence of the Lord. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper prayer as you listen now from the Amplified Version. So repent and change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past sins and return to God. Seek His purpose for your life so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool breeze on a hot day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what is your next step towards God? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. If your mind drifts, just acknowledge it and pause once more. Relax. And bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, Lord, You are my God. You are one. With your eyes still closed and your mind resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to come back to this passage. Listen once more, and listen for the word repent. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Repent means to feel or express sincere regret or remorse, to turn away. So in your mind's eye, I want you to see yourself turning. Turn from dark to light, from condemnation to freedom. Turn from judgment to favor. Turn from emptiness into the refreshing presence of the Lord. Take this next minute as a gift to turn from evil towards compassion. Just rest here, embraced by the loving presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As your mind, your body, soul, spirit, and heart are transformed by the grace of God, be mindful too of opportunities to share that same mercy with another. Who do you know that feels cast away and forgotten? How might God use you to remind another wandering soul of the love of God? Well, accept now this closing benediction to remind you to repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. May you know the love of Christ, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the presence of God now and always. Amen. And as we close, remain here in this holy time and place as long as you can to encounter the grace of God as you silently whisper, Lord, you are my God. You are one.